Saturday, July the 24th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Sino-American sanctions tit for tat and 2020 Olympics underway. First, the week in brief. China imposed sanctions on 7 American individuals and organizations, including former Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross and a director of Human Rights Watch. These were retaliation for equivalent sanctions that America devised last year as punishment for the mainland's crackdown on Hong Kong. Plus, the Biden administration has more recently attempted, China's foreign ministry said, to, quote, groundlessly smear Hong Kong's business environment. 3 Chinese education companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange shed 60% of their value after a leaked memo suggested that China's government may force them to register for non-profit status. Gaotu Tech Edu, New Oriental Education, and Tal Education lost $16 billion in value in just an hour. China's education business has been booming. 2 other firms, Yuanfu Dao and Zuoye Bang, could see their IPO hopes dashed if the rules were enacted. Catastrophic flooding in the Indian state of Maharashtra caused landslides and killed at least 110 people. The region around Mumbai normally catches torrential rainfall during the monsoon, but this July has been the heaviest on record. About 85,000 people have been relocated, mainly to higher ground. Germany and China are still counting the losses from similar and nearly simultaneous disasters. Haiti conducted a chaotic funeral for its assassinated president, Jovenel Moïse. Gunfire and protests near the ceremony in Cap Haïtien sent dignitaries scurrying for cover. The American delegation departed abruptly. The plot behind Mr. Moïse's murder remains obscure 16 days after an armed squad stormed his private residence. His widow, wounded in the same attack, blamed, quote, corrupt oligarchs for his death. Taliban leaders demanded that Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani step aside as a condition of any future peace deal. Representatives of the Islamist insurgency have been negotiating with Afghan officials in Qatar on and off for months. Taliban commanders now control almost half of Afghanistan. The group claims it does not intend to monopolize power, but called for a new government. The Cleveland Indians, a professional baseball team, renamed themselves the Cleveland Guardians, inspired by a local statue. Their previous moniker, first adopted in 1915, has long been criticized by Native American groups as being racist. Lawmakers and activists have put several teams under pressure to adopt more inclusive names. The decision in Cleveland comes a year after Washington, D.C.'s American football team deleted Redskins from theirs. The Tokyo Olympics at last held its opening ceremony, a year late and in a near-empty stadium. The event, which was much more subdued than the launch showcases of previous Olympics, included a moment of silence for those who had died as a result of the pandemic. According to a recent poll, 78% of Japanese oppose hosting the Games. And word of the week, hafu, noun. A Japanese term derived from the English half, used to refer to someone with one ethnically Japanese parent and one non-Japanese parent. Similarly, quarter, from English quarter, is used for a person with one grandparent who is not ethnically Japanese. Many consider such terms offensive.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.